Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We congratulate to all Muslim brothers and sisters who already have started their fasting. In some countries there is Ramadan, inshallah Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. And we hope beside fastings you keep yourselves in your prayers. Beside that you keep your all Muslims in your prayers, especially Mu'mineen in Yemen, in Iraq, in Palestine. They really need our prayers, and we remember them in our prayers. May Allah support them and help them, inshallah. There's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he says, قال الله عز وجل. When hadith starts from قال الله عز وجل and it's not part of Quran, that means it's a hadith Qudsi. So we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala two types of sentences. The sentences have been used in Quran, and that's called wahi, and this is special messages. And there's a lot of other messages from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah for us that is called hadith Qudsi, narrated from Allah through Jibreel. And this hadith is like this. قال الله عز وجل كل عمل ابن آدم هو له. Everything you do, it's for you. You eat, you wear, you travel, it's all for you. All deeds you do, it's all for you. غير الصيام هو لي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you fast, your fasting is only for me. So nobody can fast for himself. Nobody likes fasting. When we fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The intention is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if someone fasts, he fasts for me. غير الصيام هو لي وأنا أجزي به. And I will reward for your fast. If you fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will reward you. And there's some types of fastings, the common fastings, the special ones for fastings, and fastings for awliya. Those are the very special ones, and they have certain criterias. Common fasting is like preventing oneself from eating, from drinking, from having relationship with husband and wife, from other couple of things, which is common fasting, that's it. But there is a fastings for special ones, that which is called for khawas. When they fast, they watch their eyes, their listening, their tongue, and they watch their all senses. We have five senses, so they control all their senses. But there is another level of fasting, and that is when you, beside preventing yourselves from something which makes your fast void, you do a lot of things beside that to take yourself very much higher, to close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a fasting for very, very, very special ones. And Imam Sadiq, there's a hadith says, ليس الصيام من الطعام والشراب أن لا يأكل الإنسان ولا يشرب فقط ولكن إذا صمت فليصم سمعك وبصرك ولسانك. When you fast, your eyes are going to fast, your ears are going to fast, your tongue is going to fast. Basically, you fast with your entire existence. You fast with your entire existence. ليس الصيام من الطعام والشراب. Fasting is not only just preventing yourself from eating and drinking. No, when you fast, your ear fast, your tongue fast, your nose fast, your hands fast, your entire existence fast. وَلَكِنْ إِذَا صُمْتَ فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعَكَ وَبَصَرَكَ وَلِسَانَكَ وَبَطْنَكَ وَفَرْجُكَ. And then you control yourself from all kind of haram relationships. And this is the true fasting. وَحْفَذْ يَدَكَ وَفَرْجَكَ. And then Imam emphasized on one thing, saying that when you fast, control your hand. Do not use your hand for anything which is haram. Not touching thing, not doing in pointing out anything. Control your hand and control your private parts. That is very important in the fasting. We should go a little higher than common fasting. So we have to go towards a special fast where we can control our entire senses, our entire existence, and repayment of ourselves from all sins. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.